Remember I told you about the abomination?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
When they for a man to marry a man.
Yeah. Way back in the day.
And a woman to marry a woman.
Oh, Jesus.
The abomination started.
Yes.
That was way back
then. It says 1,000 and some days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Read that scripture again.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Things.
Judgment.
We're going to see more.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
The society we live in is... You don't know how dangerous our society is. Huh? People don't want to think about that. But you don't know, our society is dangerous.
Yeah. Yes.
People doing crazy stuff.
They are. They are.
It's getting dangerous. And it's nothing to be surprised about. The saints shouldn't be surprised. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? It's happening. But in our scriptures today, I just got a little something to say. I'm going to try to hush up and
give us the Lord.
Go home.
Amen.
But I got a scripture it's kind of hard to understand what the scripture is saying.
Right.
But it's to the saints of God. Paul was talking to the saints of God. He wanted them to know where he stands and what he knows to the end. And he said this scripture in 1 Corinthians 13 and 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when you read it, it's kind of mess you up. It's powerful, other words. So the 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. It's something I'm going to go down to the 13th verse. This is what we got to do while we here waiting. We waiting for the Lord to come and take us out of here. Thank you, Jesus. We never want to forget this.
Amen.
We never want to get distracted from this. And it says, for now we see through a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say a mirror. Talk to me. We see through a glass. And what do we see through that glass?
Clear.
Darkened. What did he say?
Dim.
Darkened.
He's talking about the word.
Mm-hmm.
When we look in the mirror or in the glass, we see darkly things. You're trying to live saved. You're trying to live in this world in the condition that it's in. That's all we see. It's a reflection, a poor reflection, hallelujah, in the mirror. And the reflection we see is dark things that's going on. And he said, but then face to face, and I want y'all to remember that, okay? Face to face.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to come back to that scripture when he says face to face. See how hard that scripture is? It's going to mess you up. What Paul talking about? Huh? Face to face. He said, now I know in part. Well, he's acknowledging that he knows Jesus, huh? He know him and he's strong. And he said, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Mm-hmm. The world knew at the time that Paul was a man of God.
Yes.
Huh? He had a personal encounter.
Yes.
With Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he just acknowledging that I'm going to live saved.
Amen. Amen.
No matter what, I'm going to be saved. I'm going to make it with the Lord.
Amen.
And although the world, the reflection that I get back is dark. The road looks dark ahead. You get discouraged.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, with stuff that's going on in our government.
Yes.
Police, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get so scared and upset they quit.
Yes. Right, right.
Well, Paul telling us not to quit.
Not to quit. Yes.
That's right.
Don't quit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Though you haven't seen Jesus, huh? But something that you have that helps you to see Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hold on to that what you have to see Jesus.
Yeah.
And one day we're gonna see Jesus face
to face.
To face.
Amen.
We're gonna ask and make it with Jesus, we're going to see him as he is.
Hallelujah.
In his glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what he's trying to encourage.
Yes.
The saints of God. Don't give up. He said, long as you do these things and keep this, your faith. In the next verse, he said, and now abiding faith.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hope.
Hope.
Charity.
Yes.
In these three, huh?
Uh-huh.
But the greatest one is what?
Charity.
Love. Charity is love.
Yes.
With your faith, your hope, and charity.
Hallelujah.
Is what's going to help you to sustain.
All right.
While
Amen.
You're waiting for Amen. Me, looking in the glass, huh? And all the stuff that you see that's going on in the world. We have a dark, dark, dark reflection.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
All right.
Almost everybody can think about his own drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All this stuff is just, we surround it.
Yeah.
Just surround it with sin. And that's what it is, sin. Just around it. Thank you, Jesus. And the Paul is letting us know, if you keep your faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Your faith and your hope, huh?
Hallelujah.
And main thing that you must have is charity.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. To help us to make it in this world.
Thank you, Lord.
Right, we have scripture in our lesson today over here in Revelation 1 and I think it's 3 or something. When God told John, thank you, Jesus. He told John in the 3rd chapter, in the 8th verse, he told him, because John was put in they put him somewhere to make sure he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And it's a perfect example of John being sitting on the island of Patmos.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous animals. And most of all, crazy, dangerous people.
Yeah.
And he lived in a cave.
Yeah.
And God talked to him. And he said, I know thy works.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Behold, I have set before you, before thee, an open door. Y'all hear that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's your faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. This is Jesus talking.
Amen.
To
Amen.
John. Mine is in red. What's yours?
In red.
In red.
Is it in purple?
Red.
No, purple.
Not purple. Mine is in red. He said, and no man can shut it.
Amen.
Yes. He was letting John know, be encouraged.
That's
be
right.
Encouraged.
Just be strong.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you die.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
That's right.
What matters is you kept the faith, you kept the hope in Jesus, and you made sure you had love in your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter. Once you get the Holy Ghost, huh? Once you go down in Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Once you become a child of God, it doesn't. They can shoot the bomb over here anytime they want to.
All right.
Can you say that?
Amen.
Yeah.
It don't matter to me, but
it don't matter.
Thank you, Jesus. We live in a dangerous time when the Ku Klux Klan and all the other groups is rising up.
Yeah.
And they acting like that they got the right to do what they're going to do. You know, you could get killed anytime.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, but it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got who?
Jesus.
Down inside of me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick to my what?
Faith.
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 Amen.
God. My faith, I'm holding to my faith. My hope is what? What's your hope?
My hope is in Christ.
In the Jesus.
Yeah. But your hope is something else. Keeping the faith is staying in Jesus. Believing in Jesus.
Not to change
I'm
going to
fly away with Jesus on the cloud. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
I'm going home on the morning
I preached
cloud.
Before, Jesus, when he come to get us, he's going to bring his limousine. The cloud is the limousine.
Okay, all right.
It's not going to be a natural thing, huh?
Amen.
We talking about a cloud now. I can walk through a cloud because I ain't going to float in it. But when Jesus come and take us away, and we're going to see him what?
As he is.
As he is. What? We're going to what?
Face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face.
We're going to see him face to face. We don't have to wonder about him no more. You know, how he looks. You know, what? You know, what's he like? We're going to be there with him.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Face to face.
Face to face.
So I'm going home on a limousine. Made of clouds. It's like, it's a limousine that's going to bring his own. Yeah. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a few people on that cloud.
Big cloud.
Thank you, Jesus. When somebody say I'm going to come and take the daughter to the prom, you know, and they come with a limousine.
Yeah.
Somebody going to get married. They're going to they show off. You know, going to come. Well, we're going to do a limousine. But Jesus is going to show off.
Uh-huh.
He's going to bring his
own transportation.
Out, huh?
Now, wait. Listen. He said we were going to go up and meet him in the what?
In the air.
In the air.
And what?
On the clouds.
In the clouds.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Well, the clouds is his
personal limousine.
That's right.
Coming to pick us up. Limousine just don't come, you know, like a bus and stop at every bus stop. You got to make a special request for a limousine. You're going to win a limousine. It's going to be special.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Jesus is going to bring his own transportation.
Yes.
If we was keep visioning him.
Yes.
Faith help us to vision Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Amen?
Amen?
That's how we vision Jesus. Hope is I believe with all my heart that I'm going away with Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. While I'm here, while I'm waiting to go away with Jesus, I got to have some love down in me.
Amen. Come on now.
No matter what, you got to have love.
Come on.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm not telling you to go around and give the house away. And it's charity is more than that.
Yeah.
It's strong.
Yeah.
You're going to be kind.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So to other folks.
Yes.
God, when he comes, he want to catch us doing these things.
All right. Amen.
Hallelujah. So when you look in the glass, don't get discouraged because you see dark things.
Yeah.
Keep your faith.
Keep your
faith. I want to just read just a little bit. Y'all, can I read a little bit to you?
All right.
That'd be all right. Yeah. Let me speak to God. This says, I want you to know how safe and secure you are in my presence. Say my presence.
My presence.
I want you to know how safe and secure you are
in my presence. Amen.
He said, the lesson said, that is a fact.
That's a fact.
Tell somebody, that's a fact.
I am safe and secure.
In the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's so important to make sure that the presence of the Lord is with you.
Stop sometime
and look around and ask the Lord, are you with me, Jesus?
All right. Amen. Amen.
Don't leave my side.
Okay.
That's the way you say that. He loves you to say that. Jesus, you know when the presence of God is with you.
That's right.
And you know when the presence of God is not with you.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't want those moments.
That's right.
I want his presence to be around me when I'm asleep, snoring in my bed.
Amen.
When I don't know what's going on around me, I want the presence of the Lord with me because he said, I am safe and secure.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's go down here. It says, totally independent of your feelings. Y'all got that? You are on the way to heaven. Say heaven.
I am on the way to heaven.
That's my hope.
That's my hope. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing can prevent you from reaching that destination. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that true?
Amen.
Yeah.
Long as you keep in the faith,
amen,
the hope, and have charity in your soul, or die in your soul, nothing can prevent you from making it to heaven.
Amen.
Thank you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Tell somebody next to you, amen.
Amen.
Nothing. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Huh? Nothing. Not even death.
No.
To prevent me from making it to heaven.
To heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Making it to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
There you will see me face to face. You hear that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Huh? Nothing.
Nothing.
Prevent me from making it to heaven.
Prevent me from making it to heaven.
There you will see me face to face. Y'all hear me? Y'all got me now. Come on now.
Right there.
Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this. Come on.
Come on.
With you. And your joy will be off the chart. Oh, y'all hear that?
Yes. Unspeakable joy.
All right.
You think we shouting here now?
Oh, man.
I mean, I might be hurting right now and can't move like I used to. But when I drop this body and be up there and see Jesus face to face,
you're
going to see
Jesus.
Some moves. You ain't going to be able to keep up with me. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We will see, huh? Gone again. You know, we just see somebody that shout, you know, get the service get to going.
Yeah.
Shout.
Yeah.
And we always somebody that's keep on shouting. The preacher trying to preach, he's that person still shouting.
Yeah.
You know, count on. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Shouting all day long.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
be happy when I leave this earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get out of this body, huh? I'm going to be happy.
Yes.
Tell somebody next to you, you're going to be happy.
I'm going to be happy.
I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
Happy.
Thank you, Jim. I'll leave this earth. You say, what would it say? Your joy will be what? Complete. Come on. Your joy will be what? Come on,
off the chart.
Okay. Off the chart.
All right.
What did it say, Jim?
Off the chart.
Off the chart.
Off the chart.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Off the chart. He said, by any earthly standards, by any, that's just a little bit like that. Even now, you are never separated from me. Y'all hear that?
All
right. What are you talking about?
Jesus.
So you're looking in the mirror, and you see all kind of stuff going on.
Don't be discouraged.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Don't be discouraged.
Why you don't have to be discouraged? Because you're safe
and secure.
And secure. In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
As long as you keep the faith. Though you must see me through eyes of faith. See, I said that already, didn't I?
All right.
You must see me through eyes of faith. Okay. You're looking in the mirror, you see darkness in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus wanted us to look in the glass and see what? Eyes with your eyes
of faith.
Now what's
we
talking about the spiritual eyes?
Yes.
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 Amen.
Spiritual eyes.
I haven't seen Jesus in person.
Yes.
But I could see him through my mind.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It ain't that a Houdini or somebody gave me some power, you know, or somebody what do you say with those people that predict stuff? You know, the medium and stuff. It ain't a medium. It's the Holy Ghost.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost, as long as I keep the eyes of faith,
hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost going to vision Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
I could just vision him.
Yes.
He ain't in no fleshly body. Huh?
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he's a what?
Spirit.
I could vision him full of light.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He said, when he was down here, he said, I am the light. Of the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He ain't talking about, I know you turn that switch on, turn lights on.
No.
The light is,
all right.
He gave you the understanding
yes.
of who he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How
yes.
to make it to heaven.
Yes.
You know,
hallelujah.
You got a group of people and one person got the flashlight. And the flashlight, you know, where everybody going to follow that person with the flashlight, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what Jesus is.
Yeah.
He was
the flashlight.
The flashlight was out on the earth. Nobody could see and nobody could understand.
All right. Oh,
but God. When Jesus came down, he turned the flashlight on.
Flashlight.
Let me show you the route.
All right.
To make it to
All
where
right.
I live.
All right.
Thank you,
he came down here in person
Thank
to show
you,
us.
Jesus.
We needed his help.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I got a piece of truth. Come on
Amen.
Now. We needed the help of the Lord.
Yes, Hallelujah. We did.
Because man was
we
in darkness.
We could.
Yeah.
And he said, I am the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
That light
Thank
turned into what?
Up
turned into the word.
Turned into the eyes of what?
Faith.
Yeah.
When he left us, he gave all of us, everybody on earth, he gave everybody a flashlight.
All right. Amen.
Just picture that in your head.
All right.
The flashlight is the knowledge of Him.
Thank you.
Of His Word. Here's our flashlight.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the flashlight, or it's the roadmap to heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you're looking for a treasure, this is the treasure map.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All we got to do is have the eyes of faith.
All right.
And keep the hope that I'm going to find that treasure that's buried in the ground that got all kind of gold and diamonds in it. Huh? That's how I feel about heaven.
That's all right.
Thank you. I can see heaven. I can vision.
Hallelujah.
Not only I can see heaven and vision that Jesus told us how heaven looks.
Would be.
I preached that to y'all.
Yes.
Streets are made of gold. And he kept rubies and diamonds and everywhere. Well, there's the treasure right there. Thank you. Most of all, I have a mansion.
All right.
All right.
In my name. With my address.
Amen.
That's right.
All right.
A mansion in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Woo. That means if 5 million people make it to heaven, there's got to be 5 million in mansions.
That's right.
Huh? There are many mansions.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
That's the hope. That's the hope. I'm longing for such a
character. Hallelujah.
I do anything that Jesus wants me to do.
Yes.
To make it.
To make it.
Because He gave us the flashlight.
Yes.
That's right.
Let me go back down here and read some more. He said, you are never separated, okay? Though you must see me through the eyes of faith, I will walk with you till the end of time. Y'all hear that?
All right.
When is the end of time?
Right.
Your life, when you're up in heaven with Him.
Okay. Amen.
And onward into eternity. Y'all hear that?
Hallelujah.
This is what Paul was saying. Paul was telling the people, hold on to your faith.
Yes.
You know, at this time he was getting kind of old, you know, around this time. And, you know, he was just trying to tell them, you know, hold on to your faith because it's going to come.
Yes.
We're going to see Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to see Jesus. We're going to sit down and everybody's going to play a part with Jesus.
Amen.
It ain't going to be no one person in Jesus' face all the time. Huh?
Thank you.
Y'all catch that?
Amen.
It ain't going to be not one person in Jesus' face all the time.
No, we all
going to be up in His face.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Be right there with
right
you,
there.
Ann.
Face
right
to face.
Right there.
Jesus, now that we're here, what we going to do now? What we going to do now, Jesus? We done made it here with you.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah. He said, one thing you ain't going to have to worry about, you don't have to worry about the sun coming up and the sun going back down.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about a moon in the sky no more.
That's right. It's going to be the light.
It's going to be light
everywhere.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said Jesus is going to be the light.
Yes.
It ain't going to be no 24 hours a day.
No.
That's going to be all over.
That's all.
Thank you, Jesus. Because we're going to be up in the face of Jesus.
All right.
Paul warning him right now in the scripture.
Yes.
He's forewarned, isn't he?
Amen.
Yes.
When we get there, we all get to heaven.
Hallelujah.
You sing that song, don't you?
Yes.
We're going to be up in Jesus' face.
Hallelujah.
You can't get tired of us now, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Jesus, I need some rest from y'all. Not yet. There's too many of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
This is not like Noah. Only eight people were saved, right? Amen. It's going to be more than eight people going to be saved.
Number.
Everywhere Jesus goes, we're going to be right behind. I don't know about y'all. I'm going to be right behind Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
all them angels up there that God's been sending down here on earth, huh? We're going to hang out with them now.
Oh,
did y'all hear me?
Gabriel,
see how
we're
going to be there with them. Thank you, Jesus.
They're
jealous of us.
Yeah.
The angels are jealous of us.
Yes, they are.
We're going to take all this time.
That's right. They didn't live the life that we live. We went through a whole lot to make it to heaven. They've been there all the time.
Yeah.
We suffering a little to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
They jealous. The Bible says, you know, they jealous. You know, because what we had to go through and stuff, get the Holy Ghost and baptize in Jesus' name. It's just, it's like we more of a trust. God ain't gonna forsake the angels, huh? Uh-huh. But when we get to heaven, huh? Yeah. When we all get to heaven, we gonna tell Gabriel, you got to move over now, huh? Move this side. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We here.
Yes.
I'm here to stay.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What if I was reading here? It's although my presence is a guaranteed promise. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
That does not necessarily change your feelings. When you forget I am with you, you may experience loneliness or fear. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Yes.
Have you felt that way before?
Yeah.
Loneliness and fear?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't talking to Jesus. You start feeling loneliness and fear, it's time to say, well, Lord, Jesus. Where are you?
Hey, Jesus.
Where you at?
Yeah.
All right.
David did that a lot.
Yes, he did.
Woo, David cried out to God. Yes, when he felt Jesus wasn't there, God wasn't in his presence.
Yeah.
Where are you at? He said, the Lord gives strength to his people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is what that's your sign. When you're having peace in your life while you're on the earth, that's your sign that the presence of the Lord is with you.
That's right.
I've been with y'all long. The presence of the Lord is with you. Thank you, Jesus. But one day, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we're going to see Jesus
face to face.
All this gossip and all these different religions and Hindus and Buddha and whatever they want to call themselves, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh? It's going to be over.
Over for
them. Thank
because
you, Jesus.
When we get up there, we're going to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm not surprised about how you look, Jesus. I've been looking through my faith at you all the time.
All the time.
Huh?
My eyes of faith.
Yo, my faith kept me going.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I long to see you.
Yes.
And I long to be there with you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So my faith is what Paul was trying to tell the church. Don't get discouraged. A lot of the church was getting discouraged because they was going through a lot. They were getting beat up. They were getting killed. They were getting put in jail and stuff. He had to let them know, don't let what you see in the world stop you.
Yes.
Did y'all understand that?
Yes.
That's right.
Don't let the devil take your joy.
That's right.
That's
Amen.
That's
the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
Okay. It's your strength.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And when you keep your joy, leaping for happiness, huh? That's your strength.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what keeps you going. Your body can be towed down, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hurting and the pain. See, since I've been up here, I ain't felt no pain.
All right.
Yeah.
And the pain I have right here in my back, it makes me speak in tongue almost. It hurts that bad. You hear me? Ooh. If I move wrong, you know.
Oh,
see, but I'm standing here preaching the word of God.
All right.
And I feel
God
good.
Blesses you.
Yes.
All right. Hallelujah.
I don't know how I'm going to feel when I leave here. But right now.
Thank God.
Jesus. Right now, I feel good.
Amen.
I'm able
Hallelujah.
To stand here and talk.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got a reason for that.
Yes.
Why?
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah.
You got the eyes of faith.
The eyes of faith. And then with that, what I have?
Hope
that I'm going to do what?
See Jesus.
To see
I'm
going to
be with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I got to love you. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. I must have charity.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. That's the number one one God wants to have. God wanted us to live in peace
Hallelujah.
With each
Hallelujah.
Other. He didn't want us to be down here shooting at each other, stabbing each other, running.
Mm-hmm.
Some people could get weak and see that kind of stuff and want to give up. No, Paul's saying, don't give up.
Keep
faith. Your faith.
That's right.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Because
thank
one
you,
day, Jesus. Huh? One day.
One day.
Soon. And very soon. We're going to see what?
Face to face.
Jesus.
The one that we've been talking about, Jesus ain't gonna forget you. He told John, I know your works. Whatever you doing, you know, for the Lord, God know it. Huh? He's not gonna forget it.
Hallelujah.
He's gonna reward you. Thank you, Jesus. He promised us. Whatever he told John, he told us. I have a door open for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Huh? No man can shut.
He was letting John know your door is open right
thank
now
you, Jesus. Yes.
To heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
No man is gonna be able to interfere with what you're doing. As long as you're doing the right thing, huh? As long as you're living right and walking upright before God, and when you look in that mirror or look in that glass and you see darkness in this world, hallelujah. What you gotta do?
Hold on to faith.
Don't let nothing.
Have the joy of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. You got to have that every day. And what's the most important thing while you fighting to keep those things? What's the most important thing to your life right now?
You got the hope.
Huh?
You got the charity.
Love.
Love, okay.
Jesus.
Come on.
Keep in the presence of Jesus. Keep
charity is love.
Jesus, make sure Jesus is with you.
Yeah, come on, let's use the right word.
His presence.
Come on now.
Is with you.
That was a hard one, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, a brain cruncher.
The most important thing to you, but Ted, while you here on earth waiting on Jesus, what? What's the most important thing to your life?
He just said His presence.
The presence of God.
Amen.
Thank you.
With you.
When you got
the presence of God with you while you waiting to go with Him,
you're
going to have peace in your life.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. While the presence of God is around you and with you, things could come up on you, that could take your life.
Yes.
Somebody can do something to you, and you will never know.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
If you got the presence of God, God see you. Darts coming. You know how the devil said, you throw the fire of darts? The devil throws darts at you all the time. You don't see those darts. He's throwing them. But you got Jesus.
Amen.
You in your press.
Hallelujah.
Angels is always around you.
Hallelujah.
Protecting you.
Thank you, Lord.
You going on with your
Jesus.
Life, you don't see nothing.
Hallelujah.
You know why you don't see him? Because the presence of God is with you. And he'll block him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
If we do our job, you got the Holy Ghost down inside of you, and that Holy Ghost is...
Thank you, Lord.
Ali is my favorite boxer.
Yeah.
Okay? He's doing the Ali rope-a-dope.
Ali shuffle.
That's right. Okay. Doing the rope-a-dope on the devil,
Okay. All right. Okay.
He get on the rope, do the rope-a-dope. When the spirit get on the rope, it's your turn. All right, I need some help here. Holy Ghost saying, I need some help here. What help that you got to give the Holy Ghost? Resist the devil.
And he will flee.
He will flee from you. Y'all see that?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost always fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuff going around you all the time.
That's right.
Like my ghost story, it's ghosts around us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The spirit's everywhere.
Things falling down.
Thank you, Jesus. But the presence of God, is around you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Doing the rope-a-dope.
Okay.
But the Holy Ghost can't. I can't help you do your part. Your part is to do what?
To live for Jesus.
Huh?
Stay in His presence.
While He's fighting for you. When the Holy Ghost is fighting the devil, what's our part? What is our part? I'll be just messing with y'all,
Faith.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
And hope.
And hope. Joy of the Lord is your
fighting
strength.
Fighting the devil. But that's something we got to do.
Look through
the
glass.
The Holy Ghost is fighting for you 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
What's our job?
Resist the devil. And he will flee.
I hear you. I know. But I asked the question again. And then y'all forgot. You the question again, you forgot. Let me tell you. That's our job.
Amen.
Our job is to resist the devil.
Resist the devil, yes.
And the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. You got the Holy Ghost down inside you, fighting for you.
Yes.
Inside and out.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let y'all long now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just to be like Jesus, just to be like Jesus, on earth alone, to be like Him.
So meek and lowly,
from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him.